From South Dakota Public Broadcasting, this is your SDPB News Podcast. I'm Julia Stelter in Sioux Falls. Today is Tuesday, June 30th, and here are today's stories. The American Automobile Association, or AAA, is predicting nearly 217,000 South Dakotans will travel over the July 4th holiday. They're asking drivers to remember a few important safety tips before they hit the road. Prices for everything, from gas to hotels, have risen over the past year. However, according to a AAA survey, higher prices don't seem to be affecting travelers this 4th of July holiday. Sean Stewart is the public affairs manager for the AAA Club Alliance for South Dakota. His team is anticipating high volumes of traffic nationwide as 4.9 million Americans are expected to travel, which is a 5% increase from last 4th of July.
People love to get out and travel. People love to get out and spend time with their families, visit new places, just get out and have fun, especially in the summer. And so I think Americans are always going to find ways to travel, even if costs are higher.
Stewart urges all drivers to make sure their vehicles are up to date on maintenance before hitting the road. AAA emergency roadside service crews will be out and ready to respond to assistance calls. But Stewart says he's sure most people would like to avoid being stuck on the side of the road during their holiday.
Have all the main systems checked out, your hoses and belts, all the fluids, including the oil, and especially make sure that you're having your battery and your tires checked. Make sure that your tires have good tread and are properly inflated, and that your battery has a good charge that'll get you through the hot months of summer.
Stewart also reminds travelers to stay focused on the road with the anticipated traffic volume and summer construction. This July 4th holiday, South Dakota's average price for a gallon of gas is around $3.69. That's according to a Gas Buddy survey. While national and state averages continue to fall, prices are still almost 80 cents higher than this time last year. Authorities in Rapid City are issuing a reminder about safe driving after a spike in DUI arrests in the city. Rapid City police say they made 10 DUI arrests last weekend. Three of those involved crashes, though none resulted in serious injuries. Police say the upcoming 4th of July holiday is usually one of the department's busiest times of the year. They're asking everyone to celebrate safely and designate a sober driver. Several bills backed by the Attorney General's office are among the host of new laws set to take effect tomorrow, July 1st. Most laws passed by the legislature take effect July 1st of that year. Attorney General Marty Jackley proposed 10 bills last session, all of which passed. They included a measure increasing penalties for smuggling drugs into prisons, and another making it illegal to use AI to make pornographic deepfakes of an individual. Several others deal with open meeting laws, while another prohibits a candidate from accepting contributions from a foreign national. As America is nearly 250 years old, some aren't looking for cookouts and fireworks. One new organization, called Day One, seeks to build solidarity among historically marginalized communities, CJ Keen reports.
Day One is an organization organized by Black and Indigenous communities that aims to have truthful discussions about American history and create better futures for the historically disenfranchised. The group held a brief press conference in the Black Hills Monday morning involving members from across the nation to discuss those priorities. Aaron Carter is an organizer for the project that says it's a diplomatic way to advance the interests of these communities after difficult histories.
It's not a question of if, but when. And so we'll move with grace and we'll move with dignity. And again, we'll move with thinking about the future that we want to imagine. Administrations come and go, but how we care about each other, how we live with each other, that is the thing that connects us.
In tandem with the launch of Day One came the publications of the group's Essential Bill of Rights, which advocates many things, but explicitly for the right to land back, reparations, self-determination, and sovereignty. That full list can be found on the organization's website. As Day One seeks to tackle intergenerational, intersectional issues like those mentioned above, Carter says communities are stronger together.
It's not organizations, it's not structures, it's people. It's people's hearts. So I think there's nothing more important than that. And that's what we represent here today with the Day One movement.
Nick Tilson is a Rapid City-based community organizer, but said he's speaking in support of Day One outside of his work at Indian Collective. He says Day One will work toward a better future for all.
Is it possible that the best days of our people are actually in front of us and not behind us? And if that is true to you, what action does that invoke today? And right now, for us, it is the Day One movement that is a path forward to do that. It's an invitation for us to come together from different walks of life to have those hard conversations.
Organizers say they hope the next 250 years of American history can be more equitable when compared to the first 250 years of the nation's story. I'm SDPB's CJ Keene in Rapid City.
A group looking to challenge a new law shifting a scheduled sales tax increase toward property tax relief fails to get their referendum on the ballot. South Dakotans for Fair Taxes sought to refer SB 245 to a public vote. That bill takes $110 million from a temporary sales tax cut set to expire this year and creates a homeowner property tax reduction fund. Lawmakers passed it last session in response to public pushback against the rising property tax rates. Critics, including South Dakotans for Fair Taxes, say it only helps homeowners while increasing the tax burden for renters. The group needed to get a little over 17,500 signatures by Monday to put the issue on the ballot in the November election. Despite falling short, the group pledges to continue focusing on the issue next legislative session. And that's your daily news update. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at SDPB News and visit sdpb.org/news to stay up to date on our journalism as it comes in. As always, thank you for listening.